Beyond historical records, the town I live in has experienced a stretch of 31 days surpassing 110 degrees Fahrenheit without the relief of rain. This relentless heat has taken a toll, leaving over half of my garden's flowers weathered and wilted. My cherished hibiscus, once adorned with over 20 blooming flowers, now stands as a dried botanical specimen. My marigold, a perennial source of vibrant beauty and captivating fragrance, attracted countless bees throughout the year. Yes, yet its golden hue has faded and its vitality has waned. The garden that once bloomed with June's vibrant colors, dahlias, roses, larkspurs, pansies, and cornflowers, has now relinquished its floral splendor. My heart is broken, and I unite with nature's yearning for rainfall. Lately, heavy clouds have gathered in the sky, yet not a single drop of rain had fallen. This morning, the sky was draped in a blanket of gray clouds, but the air remained dry. I took the time to immerse myself in Emily Dickinson's cherished poem, That I Did Always Love. I read it with a gentle touch. That I did always love, I bring thee proof that till I loved, I never lived enough. I paused and peered out the window, muttered to myself, love, what a gentle emotion that carries us forward. If only the skies could bestow a little more rain upon us. My longing for the rain sprouting anew from my thoughts. In a truly enchanting twist, shortly after my quiet musings, a mellifluous sound graced my ears. Da-da, da-da. Raindrops commenced their descent, akin to a tender symphony. Look, dear, I cried to my husband with a voice as sweet as honey. It's raining. Without hesitation, I hurried downstairs and grabbed my umbrella before stepping outside. With an uncontainable joy, I smiled and laughed. As I opened the door, the rain-kissed breeze greeted me with a gentle warmth. I didn't rush to open my umbrella, instead relishing in the tender touch of the raindrops on my skin. A drop fell on the apple tree, another on the roof. A half a dozen kissed the eaves and made the gables laugh. As I stood in the rain, infused with Emily Dickinson's verse, I saw a woman walking in the rain. She seemed to be cherishing the moment just like we did. She strolled leisurely through the rain, her black dog by her side. She closed her eyes and savored the feeling of the raindrops on her skin, the gentle kisses that washed away the heat of the summer. She didn't mind getting wet. After all, who would complain about a refreshing shower after such a dry spell? Nearby, four Mexican men dressed in vibrant fluorescent green overalls temporarily paused their shrub pruning. They strolled casually toward the pavilion, seemingly savoring the much-needed rainfall. Rain assumes the role of the finest psychotherapist, unwinding all in its embrace. With its tender touch and the caress of humid air, tranquility permeates every corner. It's not just humans who revel in the rain. Even the trees and shrubs join in a chorus of hallelujah. In a display reminiscent of the Moulin Rouge dancers, the bird of paradise has emerged. In the rain, their vibrant red and golden hues gleamed like rays of sunlight. Meanwhile, the dust on the lantana was washed away, and they bore a resemblance to a young lady who had just completed her makeup routine. As for the bougainvillea, they carried the allure of a maiden stepping out of a refreshing shower, exuding a captivating charm. I hold affection for this rain. Through this fondness, I find myself echoing Dickinson's sentiment, that I shall love alway. I argue thee that love is life, and life hath immortality.